CBS's legal analyst Andrew Cohen has been trying to call attention to the growing prison population in the United States.
2.3 million people are incarcerated.
And that's just the number behind bars now.
It doesn't include the tens of millions of people who have gone through the system and who are affected because they're on probation or parole or because they can't vote or carry a gun.
Our incarceration rate in the U.S. is higher than Russia. It's higher than Rwanda. And the reason for it is the number of states who've gotten tough on crime by imposing mandatory sentences. It's coming home to roost and it's breaking the bank.
There are some states that get it, that don't want to pay the cost of high incarceration, that think it's nuts that they're paying more for prisons than for schools.
The politicians find it very hard to argue for shorter sentences, and even harder to argue that if America is going to live up to its ideals as a nation where people can start over, we should do something about that checkbox on most employment applications, the one that says, have you ever been convicted of a felony?
And that brings up the question, you know, Dave, of a sub-issue, right? The ban the box movement, where you have some jurisdictions that are saying enough. We're going to give people a second chance. And for all these people, especially nonviolent offenders, there really isn't a second act because they have to check off that box on their employment forms.
So here's the final score. 2 million people currently in prison at an average cost of $64.4 billion a year, or $7.3 million an hour, plus 65 million people, 20% of the population, who because of that checkbox may never earn enough to pay federal taxes. Not to mention the number of kids left without a functioning father, since most of these inmates and former inmates are men. Andrew Cohen says there are ways to cut the prison population without increasing crime rates, and as difficult as that may be politically, the expense, which is already astronomical and growing, will leave the states no choice.